spoken with him, and what his message to you, if you have?
We spoke, and just some words of encouragement between him and I. You know, he's a man that I admire greatly, and we'll be in contact, hopefully, you know, for years and years to come. Yeah, he has a lot of wisdom and guidance that I would love to kind of glean from, and hopefully I can we can make that happen.
Without getting into detail, sorry about that, but what he said, can you describe his mood? I mean, is he, how was he taking?
He is as even-keeled as he always is. You know, and that's one thing that makes him special. You don't really see him too excited, or you don't see him flustered. He always seemed to have the same demeanor.
Did that surprise you at all, obviously, on the day that he does this
show? No, I mean, since I've known him for 4 years, you know, we can win a game by 50 or lose a game by 50. He's going to be the same guy, right? And that's what I expect.
What your future? Do you know what you're going to do?
I don't know. Let's check back in the future. I'm going to take time, sit on the couch, you know, kiss my wife, kiss my kids, and see what happens.
How bad was the knee yesterday?
Bad enough I couldn't come back and play. It's too early to tell. Like I said, I'll sit on the couch, let some of the swelling inflammation go down, and we'll see what needs to happen.
Was it ACL?
No, it's nothing like that. So, like I said, we'll let time.
Yeah.
We'll let time.
What you've been through coaching changes before, what is the key for players, a locker room, an organization, whatever, to survive, advance after a coaching change?
Well, whenever there's a regime change, you have to make sure that the players understand what the coaches want, right, and buy into the system, you know, as best as possible. The sooner players can do that, the better chance they give themselves of being productive that next season. So, yep.
Thank you, Donald.
Yep, no problem.
How tough is it, given what Coach Caldwell, I guess, meant as a man to this team? I know that everybody really loved him.
I mean, it's never easy to lose a coach. You know, and I think a lot of people fail to realize we're here during the season more than we are at home.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not just a coach. He's almost akin to a father figure. And to have a man who not only cared about us as players but as human beings kind of be ripped away from guys, it's going to leave some holes in a lot of guys' hearts. But he's a type of guy who will stay in contact with guys. So
there has been a little bit of an outlying sentiment that maybe there's that Coach Caldwell got this team as far as it could go, and you need something to kind of get this team over the hump. Could you identify what that something might be in the next?
I don't agree with that sentiment. I would love to know the person who says something like that. I don't see us ever get into where we could have gotten with Coach Caldwell. And that's not saying that he couldn't get us there. It's us,
mm-hmm.
right? He has all the tools, all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the inspiration to get us where we need to go. We just have to decide one day that we're going to get there. Like I've said it plenty of times. I don't think our mishaps and our woes were his fault, but being the head coach, he is responsible. Yeah.